Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization. I am your host, Stephanie, and I am so excited to have you with me. I am currently at a family reunion in Iowa, of all places. And let me tell you, if you have not been to Iowa, you should go check out Iowa. I have been all over the state. I have family all over the state, and I've visited all of them, and from Des Moines up to, like, what is it, like Gutenberg or Decor or something in the north. Eastern side, seen Field of Dreams, been to old mounds, like Bear Mound, I think is what it's called, Bear Mound State Park. But it is surprisingly very beautiful. And I've mostly only ever been in summertime. So you have the cornfields and like the rolling hills. And I just find it absolutely wonderful when I go. Could be because I'm visiting family and I love my family. We're amazing people. And that's what I'm also looking forward to. So it correlates and ties in. But Iowa as a state, I think, is often overlooked. And I love it. It's a great state. Anywho, moving on. So welcome to the ABCs. We are doing U today. And U is for unpacking and washing food containers. Immediately upon arriving home, wash used containers, dry them, and repack meals for the next day. Store packed meals in the fridge. So we will just jump on into you. So we're going to briefly touch on why this matters to prep your food for the next day, how to potentially do it, and then what apps you can do to make it easier for you, meal prep, and then potential containers we'll touch brief on, and then how to create like a team effort in your house. So let us go. So why do we want to unpack food containers as soon as they come into the house and then wash them and repack them for the next day? Well, I've mentioned this in a lot of the episodes, but we always want to do activities today that help our future selves. So we're setting up our future self for success and also peace of mind. We won't have to be running around. We're running out of time in the morning and I just have to pack my lunch and I don't have time. And then I'm late running out the door. When you pre-pack your meal for the next day, you just go to the fridge, open the fridge, and grab it out. It takes you 5 seconds max of a detour, and it can save you so much time in the morning. And you're not starting the day stressed. It's just literally open fridge, grab, and walk out the door, and I absolutely love it. It's like a small gift to tomorrow's you, and definitely worth the extra time today because you have to do it anyways. And so you may as well get into the habit of doing it immediately as you walk through the door and you take it to the kitchen, unpack it immediately. So I love the habit of, I will unpack my lunch container. It's like a cooler that I take to clients' homes. And I'll put all the containers that are inside this cooler by the sink, all my cups, because I always take a tea cup, like a Tervis cup that I put tea in. And then my, at this moment, bright purple water bottle that I have water in. And then a black water bottle that I use to fill up my purple water bottle, especially if I'm gone all day. But I always put all of that right by the sink. And then I put the portable cooler bag into my pantry. So that to me is unpacking. And that I will do immediately when I come up the stairs and I'm in my kitchen. It's just a concept I use for anything. Even if I travel on trips and I come home and I have luggage, I will unpack my luggage so I put my suitcases away. If I'm taking a purse out, I don't generally use purses. I have like a small little metal wallet thing that I can put in my pocket. But if I take a purse, I will unpack the purse items and I'll put the purse away. So I'm forcing the items in my visual sight so that I can get reminded I need to take action on these things that were inside of this bigger thing. And so that is my suggestion to you, to kind of train your brain to start taking action, to start noticing the clutter, because our goal is always to have a home for things so we don't have clutter. And that also goes with if you are just coming home and you're tossing the lunchbox like next to the sink or onto the counter, then it's going to tell your brain like, oh, this is where we can put clutter. Let's start piling stuff here. And you're going to get into the habit of piling more dishes there, dirty dishes. You're going to get into the habit of not rinsing the dishes, not putting them in the dishwasher, not washing them. And then if you don't need that lunch box container, et cetera, for the next day, that's going to sit for a while and build up more and more and more. And you also are preventing like food getting caked on to it. And so sometimes I will often just fill water up into like a thermos or my food tray if it's already sticky from sitting all day and let it soak for a bit. But we want to prevent the food from staying there for days and days and days. And so by taking action immediately and washing and having it ready to go, you're again just preventing future clutter and preventing which will potentially eventually become clutter blindness, where you don't see the clutter and then it starts building everywhere. And this overall just helps you keep your kitchen tidy and looking clean and just less cluttered. And so if you are able to take care of the dishes and the lunch items, it's going to basically flow into the entire kitchen area of keeping it clean, non-cluttered, and just ready to be used exactly when you want to use it. And so I just want to say, like, if you do have children and like, let them observe you making your own lunch for the next day, right? And like them observing what you are doing will build the structure for them in their own brains. And they'll want to do what mom and dad do, mom, whomever. And it's also super cool because creating the habits today inside your child becomes a lifelong habit. And so by you teaching them how to meal prep on their own, you're creating this ability to pack their own healthy foods. I can't tell you how many friends and clients that I have who they order out every single meal. They do no home cooking. And so all their food is cooked by somebody else or like bought from a grocery store, but like a frozen meal or something. So they're not getting anything that's prepped, that's fresh foods. And so this is just creating that nice habit of knowledge so that it's going to treat them well for their entire life. And so I just want to preface too that this ability to kind of reset your lunchbox and all the containers and then meal prep, if you will want to call it that, for the next day, you're resetting the station before the next use. And so big proponent of obviously resetting nightly and or weekly, depending on your needs and your habits. But I'm also urging every single one of you to reset something that you've done and you've utilized it so that when you need it again, it's 100% ready. So one thing for me that just popped into my head is my clothes, they are 100% ready to be taken off the hanger and or pulled out of the drawer to be used. Some people keep their shirts inside out. They don't want them to get dusty, dirty, wrinkled. For me, I will fold it inside out potentially to wash it or however, but then, or it gets turned inside out. But then when it goes on the hanger, it's always the right side out. So I literally just have to grab it. And so I'm creating less work for future me, again, prepping that person up for success by resetting the station today. Because we never know how busy we're going to be in the future or how much time we have or if we're rushed, stressed, no energy. And so today, just take that extra few seconds to reset. And this is not just your lunchboxes. It's anything in your house and your life. If you can do something more today to make your life easier tomorrow, do it. Okay, so this household task was brought to my attention by my nephews, actually. I went over there one day to babysit after school, pick them up, took them home. And they just started, the older ones at least, or I think the oldest and the third oldest, just started washing their dishes. And then they repacked their lunch for the next day. And I was absolutely blown away. I was like, who are you kids? Like, this is absolutely amazing. This is beautiful. And then they were explaining to me how they had to get so much protein and they could get carbs, but they couldn't have too many snacks. And it had to be like a specific type. And I loved it. These kids, they were the 5-year-olds and the 7-year-olds are the ones that are packing their lunches. The 3-year-old cannot do it yet. But it brought to my attention and made its way into the book because I loved the concept so much because adults need it too. And so often we're rushing around in the mornings and we don't have time to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner or however long we're going to be gone from the house. And so to come home immediately, wash your dish, dry it, and then reprep and get it ready for tomorrow, just putting it into the fridge, is amazing. Like, I just, oh, I'm overwhelmed by the awesomeness of this and watching them do this still to this day. There's some awesome fridges I've seen on Instagram where they have basically the million pop containers or whatever type of containers for the fridge, and they have chopped veggies in there. They have like lettuce in one container, fruits in another. They have everything separated and ready just to grab and go. And if you and your family do go through vegetables that often, I do recommend it, of course. Like, so you'll wash everything, chop everything, and you put it in there so it's literally grab and go. And that's great for when you're meal prepping, lunches, dinners, etc., so that you can just grab it and go. And as a family, you can do this together. And so every Sunday, you guys buy a bunch of grocery lists, start chopping, getting everything ready for the week, plan out your meal plan, know exactly what you're going to make each day. You can have leftovers on some nights, great, all nights, who knows. If you have make big meals, and for me personally, I freeze half of what I make. And so I'll eat half during the week, and then I will freeze the other half. And that's so on days and weeks that I just don't feel like cooking or I don't have enough meal prep, I can just take something out of the freezer. I've made basically my own freezer meal. And so meal prepping is also huge for this, but you don't have to either. I mean, people make sandwiches all the time, and you can just slap on some bread, some meat, grab a bag of chips, an apple, you're good to go. Whatever it is you choose to make for your lunch, I just recommend doing it the night before so it's easy to grab. If you're making something that needs to be heated up, I do that a lot. I leave it in the containers and then I'll heat it up in the morning, and I put it in my like thermos style container, which keeps it warm until I can eat it at lunch, which I absolutely love. And those bento style boxes are great if you have to portion out your meals or you want different types of things or not to mix. One of my nephews, their food can't touch, and so it's great for him. And then there's the glass containers that you can use for reheating if you need to take it to work and you're going to have it in the microwave. And then I briefly explored the silicone like snack bags and using that for different stuff, but I just hated washing them, to be honest. And I know you can stick them in the dishwasher. Some of them, the ones that I had, you could, but I just found it for some reason obnoxious. And so I stopped using those, but I just use my regular Tupperware containers for like snacks and stuff to avoid the plastic baggies. But yes, so those are some type of containers you can use for on the go. And then just know that any work you do today to make it easier on yourself tomorrow is what I recommend. And there's different containers you can buy that help your lettuce stay longer, your fruit stay fresher for longer periods of time. You can freeze different foods so that they will last longer, and then just pull out, like, if you want to make muffins for the breakfast, you can freeze them and then just take one out for the breakfast the next morning so you don't have to prep for breakfast. And you're having stuff that's just easy to grab and to make life easier for yourself. And I just did a quick Google for different apps and tools that might make life easier. And so Tasty or Yumly, Yummly, if you want recipe inspiration that's based on pantry ingredients. And so I know some of these, you can just take a picture of your fridge or your pantry, and it will tell you like, hey, what you can make with this, or you need to buy these two items in order to make this dish. And then Fridge Hero or No Waste, if you want to track what's in your fridge before it goes bad. And so you'll just, again, take pictures or input in what exactly is in your fridge so that you're aware that that cucumber that's hiding in that second drawer in the very back that you totally forgot about is about to expire. And so it has like built-in expiration dates. And so you can just be aware of what is actually in your fridge. Because even me personally, I have to tell you, if anything does go into my second drawer, I forget about it. And then I'll open it and be like, dude, I wanted to eat you. Where did you go? I do not remember what is in my fridge. I buy very minimal things, but inevitably that is where my fruit and veggies go to die. And then another one is Plan to Eat or Mealime. So Mealime. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that one. If you need help creating weekly meal plans with a built-in grocery list. And I saw this one, I'm not even gonna be able to tell you whose profile it was, but I sent it to my mother because I thought it was so awesome. Basically, it was a laminated sheet. She gave herself 7 options of what to cook on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursday, Friday, etc. And I don't think they cooked Saturday, Sunday. And then each week she would just choose what she wanted to make on those days. And I want to say all of it was like, including prep, would take less than 30 minutes and maybe even like a shorter time than that. And I love the idea because so often I hear from clients and friends and family that I can't think of what to make. I just don't know what to make anymore. I could make it if you gave me the list or you told me what to make and buy and et cetera, but I just can't do it anymore. And so figure out what your family likes to eat, what you like to eat, make a list and choose from that. And then I personally have like staples in my pantry for those days and nights where I just am out of energy, and also in my freezer, like those meals that I told you that I froze. But I also have cooked up meat in there. I have tons of veggies in there that are frozen. And then I have like little egg, like muffins, I guess. So if I don't want to cook breakfast, I would just pop out two of those and I will heat those up. Or I have like breakfast green apple sausages, turkey sausages I made, and I just pop two of those out. And a lot of times the night before, if I'm like, oh, what am I gonna eat tomorrow? I'll put that in the fridge so it defrosts overnight, and then I can just heat it up in my eggs in the morning on the stovetop. But it's like you're meal prepping and getting things ready so that when you want to use it, you have plenty of options. And then you can just print it off on a list of like, this is breakfast. You could have an egg muffin or whatever it was. You could have sausage, you can have regular eggs, you can have yogurt, you can have, and et cetera. And then you can pick from that exactly what you want to do. The lady only did dinner options, but you can do that for every meal. And just give yourself your staples of exactly what it is that you can eat, and then also what you can take with you if you want to go to work and or school, of what you can prep for the next day. And so just a master list basically of easy stuff that you can make and that you would enjoy eating multiple times a month. I feel like I went off on a tangent there, so hopefully that was useful for you. But I absolutely love the apps that are trying to make life easier for us so that we don't have to be so stressed about mealtime. Because if you think about how often that we actually eat, it's insane how much time it takes up of our lives. And to have to be like, why do we have to eat new stuff? I think I read somewhere that you need to be eating 200 different food items, like in its whole form, and you're in a month's time. And that's it. And that seemed like a lot, but it also doesn't seem like a lot when you start factoring exactly everything that you're eating. And so just switch it up a little bit, you know? And then the last little tidbit is just as you're trying to incorporate a new routine into your life to meal prep and or create your lunch for the next day or dinner, whatever time of day you're gone, do it with people first. So like if you live with roommates, spouses, children, et cetera, make it like a whole house activity that everyone's meal prepping, everyone's getting it together, everyone's helping consistently. And like they have different knives, like non-sharp knives that kids can cut stuff as well. And so just make it a family thing and that everyone's honoring like their own food choices and they get to choose what they're going to pack in their lunch. You're also giving the power and the control to everybody to do it themselves so that if they don't like something, well, they chose it, you know? And so it's taking away arguments, it's taking away the stress, and it just takes a little bit of education of, okay, we got to choose. You can choose whatever you want that's in this house, but it has to be one of this, one of this, one of this, however you want to do it. One fruit, one vegetable, and then have a protein, whatever it is that you want to do. What is that saying? Like families that eat together stay together. Well, this one is just families that meal prep together will stay together as well. And I think it's just a lovely bonding experience for something that happens so often every day and it's never ending. And you're just creating those memories as well down the line between like the two of you, six of you, whoever, however. And I really do believe that it's going to build a stronger, like familial and marital relationships, but it's also going to be encouraging kids, if you have them, to be less picky and they might be more adventurous because they're choosing their own foods. And so I will leave you with one last fun tidbit. I saw another reel. This one was said that you tell your children that their taste buds develop and change every time they grow in shoe size. And I thought that was just so perfect because for those that have kids who are picky eaters or even adults, you probably can't use that on adults, but some way we can trick them. But it just makes them want to try more things because in their mind, they're like, I don't like that. I don't like that. And you're like, okay, well, try it. Just try it. But if you tell them that, hey, your shoe size went up, which means you got to taste these things again to see if you like it, because it is true that our taste buds do change. I don't think as quickly as every time you grow a shoe size, but they are changing and developing. Even as adults, our taste buds are changing and developing. And something that we didn't like when we were younger, or even 5, 10 years ago, we actually could stomach now. And so just trying new foods always is a good way to be. So that is where I'm going to leave you some random tidbit of fun things. But this was Stephanie, Status Organized, and soon to be Solstice Living. And so happy to have you join me today. And we just talked about how unpacking and washing your food containers and meal prepping for the next day allows you to take control of your life, to not stress in the mornings, and to allow you just to have more cohesive, calm, creation of your meals. Oh, that is another thing. Like, if you're not stressed and like running around the morning trying to get something done for you or for someone else, you're putting that stressful energy into the food as well. And so, like, when that person eats it, including yourself, you're ingesting all of that anxiety and that anxiousness inside of you. Oops. And so, that is another reason to do it the night before when you have more time, is so that you're putting the peace, the love, the nice digestion feelings into the actual meal and the foods. So consider that one too. But thank you so much for joining me today. I do appreciate you being here. But remember that getting organized is not about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and is making your life easier and your tomorrow so much easier. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a review. Also, join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization Community, and post pictures or ask questions and tell me how your organizing journey is going. Don't be shy. I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing.